Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thank you, Steve Bertrand.
To Chicago.
Drove to Chicago.
In Chicago.
Shy City.
I'm coming home again.
Okay, that's the introduction we play when we do our Mega Monday Morning Quiz. So now's your turn to call. 312-981-7200. Caller number 7. Play the Mega Monday Morning Quiz. I have for you 10 things you should by now know. I'm not going to yell at you if you don't get them all right. But I think these are 10 things you will know the answer to about the COVID-19 virus. 312-981-7200. Seventh caller gets to not only play, but they get the much coveted black or red Mega Home Improvement hoodie. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Indiana is in the same kind of lockdown that Illinois is now. Lockdown's the wrong word. Stay-at-home order is what we call it. I suppose they call it something like that. And as best I know, Steve Bertrand, Wisconsin does not have a similar, say, till April 7th order, correct?
No, they've restaurants are closed, but they don't have a stay-at-home order yet.
Were you like me when you heard the number of businesses that will still be allowed to open?
I was very surprised.
I'm not upset about it. It seems to me like social distancing is the way to beat this. Closing of stores doesn't magically beat it as long as we stay socially distanced. So that's the main thing.
Well, I mean, I expected to hunker down and bring my food, and I bought some Diet Cokes from the store yesterday. And, you know, Patel is open downstairs. Dunkin' Donuts is open downstairs. The Bake For Me is open downstairs. So I was surprised by that.
You can't sit in and eat at those restaurants or places now. That's the deal. I was quite surprised by. In fact, we are all now being told to live the way a lot of us have already been living anyway since the virus broke out. Okay, so we have, boy, this is a funny looking name on line 5. I'm waiting for Ashley to, Harriet. Harriet, are you there on line 5? Harriet, this is John. You're on WGN. How are you?
I am well, and I love you. I'm so happy to be speaking with you.
Harriet, are you practicing social distancing and washing your hands?
Oh, I was washing my hands before this, but yes, even more so.
Yeah, I get the feel. You sound to me like a sort of crack the whip, get it done the right way sort of person. Is that right?
Oh, who told you?
Isn't it funny how you can just pick that up in somebody's voice? Steve Bertrand can be a lifeline for you if you need an assist. You probably won't. I have 10 questions about this for you. You ready?
Yes.
Number 1, can you get COVID-19 from sweat from another person? Perspiration.
Ooh.
I know, isn't that a... I heard this over the weekend and thought, wow, I don't know the answer to it until I heard this information on the news this weekend.
Well, I know it comes through vapors, like, okay, I need that lifeline.
I don't know if Steve Bertrand knows the answer to this. Did you hear this, Steve?
You cannot sweat someone sick, so it does not go.
Okay, thank you.
You're going to go with no?
Yeah, I'm going with no.
The CDC says, not that we know of, quote, there is no evidence that the virus can be spread by perspiration.
Yes. I kind of thought it, but I'm so happy I used the lifeline.
Number 2, can I get it from my pet?
No.
No, not that we know of. The CDC says, at this time, there is no evidence that companion animals, including pets, can spread COVID-19 or that they might even be a source of infection in the United States. Number 3, are there FDA-approved home test kits for COVID-19?
No.
That is also correct. Some people are going to market with them, and there's a lot of anger about this, whether or not they're legit or not, but there are no approved test kits for home use. Number four, under the current stay-at-home rules in Illinois, can dry cleaners stay open?
Yes.
The correct answer is yes.
I saw one open yesterday.
Might have been a rogue.
No. I was in my CD1 Price Cleaners on Saturday, and God bless them. That's normally a really busy day for them. One guy.
Yes.
In fact, I walked in, gingerly opened the door, and said, is it okay? And he goes, yeah, we're open. Come on in. But it looked like they were closed. They're open. Dry cleaners are considered sufficiently essential. By the way, shout out to CD1 Price Cleaners. They are cleaning for free the uniforms of healthcare workers and police officers, firefighters. I don't know that Harriet is included in that list.
No, I'm not.
Can restaurants still offer takeout in Illinois?
Yes, they can.
That is correct. The CDC says there are three common symptoms of COVID-19. They are, you want me to give you the first two and you do the third?
Yes.
Number one, fever. Number two, cough. And number three is either going to be A, shortness of breath, B, body aches, or C, super high cable bills.
Well, I know shortness of breath, but I have also heard people say that they had extreme body aches.
The CDC says the three most common symptoms are fever, cough, and shortness of breath or body aches. Which one are you going to pick?
I'm going to go with the shortness of breath.
That is correct.
Woo!
Number seven. You ready for seven?
I'm ready.
Do antibiotics work on coronavirus?
No, sir.
You are correct. True or
it's
false?
It's a virus.
You're right. Listen to you. While washing your hands, touching the wet faucet can ruin everything you just did. While washing your hands, then you touch the wet faucet with your clean hand, that could just cancel out everything you did.
Yes.
True or false?
Because it can. Yes, it lives on. It's true. It lives on surfaces for from 24 to 72 hours.
According to the New York Times on Sunday, that is true.
Yes.
In fact, in a 14-photograph section in the New York Times on Sunday, they show you how to safely wash your hands. They write, the faucet may have the same germs you started with. Use a tissue or paper towel to turn off the faucet. I've got two more for you. One of the most popular websites to pop up last week. This is a new website. One of the most popular in the world to pop up last week with 2 million users is a personal online calculator that measures your A, COVID-19 risk, B, toilet paper usage, or C, need for certain types of food. This new online calculator helps you calculate your risk, how much toilet paper you need, or certain types of food.
You know, I don't know, but I'm going to go with the logical, the risk. That's what most people would be looking for.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. That is wrong, however.
No!
You are that close, Harriet.
No! Are you serious?
I got bad news for you, girlfriend. The correct answer is toilet paper usage.
Well, my gut said toilet paper, but I went with the logic.
You're too smart you're too smart for this game, Harriet.
Yeah.
So there's a thing, and you type in how much toilet paper you have, and then you type in some other information, like how often do you go, and then it tells you how long the rolls you have in your home will last. It's a toilet paper calculator, and now has over 2 million users.
Okay.
All right, one more question for you, Harriet. Illinois is under a stay-at-home order until what date?
Chills, April 7th?
The correct answer is April 7th. You are correct. Well, Harriet, I got to say, 9 out of 10 is not bad.
Oh, great.
You will be getting the hoodie from our friends at Mega Pros. How does that sound?
Oh, that sounds great. I was hoping for a Lou Malnati.
Yeah.
But that'll be nice. I'm happy to talk to you. You are just such a positive person. Every time I hear your voice, I feel lucky.
Now, you live in Evergreen Park. Do you have family? Do you live alone? Who do you live with?
Well, actually, I live in Chicago. I'm in Evergreen Park now going to Whole Foods to get some probiotics.
Ah.
I have a husband and son.
Got it. And you guys are doing okay, are you, Harriet?
We're doing okay. My son goes to college out at Elmhurst College, and they're tele-educating
right
now. So we're all kind of just staying put.
Yeah, yeah. And are you all living? It's funny. Somebody I follow on Twitter said, I know my wife and I have reached an inflection point. She just told me I'm emptying the dishwasher too loudly. And I think we all got to learn to get along, Harriet.
Is that in the category with your breathing?
I know. Do you have to be breathing that way? Harriet, you hold on. Talk to Ashley off the air, okay?
Okay.
My best to your family.
Thank you
for listening. You made my day.